Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the acreage history and yield updates for the ARC and PLC programs. Cass County FSA office reminds producers the opportunity to update those yields, reallocate the basis on their farms, needs to be completed by February 27th. Producers may utilize their crop insurance or utilize existing production evidence to certify their yields for crop years 2008 through 2012. There are provisions in place for low yields or for yields where a producer did not have control of a particular piece of ground. The option to update FSA yields for corn and soybeans has only occurred twice in the last 28 years, with the most recent opportunity back in 2002. Reallocation of base acres involves reviewing the history of planted acres in the crop years 2009 through 2012. Your local FSA office has your reallocation options available. Producers may accept the reallocated acres or retain the current base. No additional base acres are able to be added to a property under the current farm bill. To better ensure time the completion of the base and yield update process, which can be completed no matter which program is chosen, Cass County producers are reminded to schedule an appointment with the Cass County FSA office as soon as possible. The program election process began the 17th of November. Producers have the choice between Price Loss Coverage, PLC, Agricultural Risk Coverage County, ARC-CO, and Agricultural Risk Coverage Individual, ARC-IC. The election process needs to be completed by March 27th. For more information on the update, reallocation, and election process, or to schedule an appointment, contact your local FSA office. Next, FSA signature policy. Using the correct signature when doing business with FSA can save time and prevent a delay in program benefits. Husbands and wives may sign automatically signed documents on behalf of each other for FSA and Commodity Credit Corporation programs, like the Marketing Assistance Loans, which either has an interest unless written notification denying a spouse's authority has been provided to the county office. There are exceptions to this rule. Spouses may not sign on behalf of each other for partnerships, joint ventures, corporations, or other similar entities. Individual signatures are also needed for the CCC 941 Adjusted Gross Income Certification, as well as on certain farm loan program and farm storage facility loan documents. For additional clarification on proper signatures, contact your local FSA office. And now, 2015 wool LDPs. Eligible sheep producers are reminded that if they will be shearing wool for the 2015 crop year, they need to stop by our county office and complete a loan deficiency payment agreement and request, which is Form CCC 633EZ, to cover all their harvested commodities for 2015, including wool and unshorn pelts. Producers must complete the 633EZ prior to losing beneficial interest in the commodity, which usually occurs on the shearing date. Next, rural youth and socially disadvantaged loans. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connections with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. Projects must be completed, planned, and operated with the help of the organization advisor, produce sufficient income to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. Maximum available loan amount is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth loan eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements, being 10 to 20 years of age, residing in a rural area, city, or town with a population of 50,000 or fewer people, conducting a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work, and demonstrating capability of planning, managing, and operating the program under the guidance and assistance from the program advisor. Additional program information, loan applications, and other materials are available at the Cass County FSA office. In addition to youth loans for rural youth, FSA also has a number of loan programs available to assist female or minority farm operators beginning or continuing to farm their farming careers. FSA provides funding for socially disadvantaged applicants. For program purposes, socially disadvantaged groups are women, African Americans, American Indians, Alaskan Natives, Hispanics, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. FSA loans are available to applicants who meet the loan eligibility requirements and are unable to obtain the needed credit elsewhere. Loan funds can be used for a variety of purposes, including purchase or improvement of farm real estate, purchase of machinery, equipment, or breeding stock, and paying for annual expenses like crop inputs, land rent, and marketing or distribution expenses. And finally, farm operation changes. Individuals who have either bought or sold land, as well as those who have added or dropped rented land from their operation, or who have new operators on their farm in the upcoming crop year, are reminded to report those changes to their local FSA office as soon as possible. For those who have purchased land, a copy of the recorded deed or land contract needs to be provided to the county office in order to maintain accurate records within FSA. Failure to do so may lead to the possible program ineligibility and penalties. While making record updates, producers are also reminded to update any signature authorizations where revisions may be necessary. Updating records now will save time later as we enter into the ARC and PLC signups and crop certifications later this spring. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.